It's a link between the breathing pattern and the mental health. The slower we breathe, healthier we are. Slower we breathe, longer we live. Rapid breathing is an indication of stress, anxiety and mental health issues. It's mice breathe about 200 times a minute, lives for about 1 year. Dogs breathe around 35-40 times a minute, live for about 10-12 years. Cows breathe around 25 times a minute. The general life expectancy is about 20 years. Humans, the trained breathing through pranayama, 12 to 15 times, live for about 70, 80, 90 years. Tortoise breathe about 2 to 3 times a minute, live for 200 plus years. There is a link between our health and our breathing pattern. When you are stressed, breathing becomes very shallow, very rapid, and by the time it hits our upper lungs, we exhale. There is no energy in us to draw the energy further in. We want to the air not just make a appearance and go. We should prana. Prana means energy. Prana means there is a energy in us which makes the air to come deep within. To that prana through training, it has to make use of the lungs. This is this has the air sac. This is our reserve bank. Reserve bank should be, the air should go within through the prana. Able to draw the air within, you need a strength and out. People who so weak, drained energy, they don't have prana to draw the air also. So artificially they are put the respirator, they are breathing through the respirator to breathe the prana. Prana means the energy, prakrishta, special energy. Prana is the breath, is the link between the body and the mind. The body and the mind, the pranayama not only makes the body resilient, mind also resilient. Nourish, not only breathing, nourishes the body, nourishes the mind also. Nourishes the mind. For the health of the body and mind, art of breathing must be learnt. When untrained mind, when we are outbound and not trained, mind, our breathing oscillates between 12 to 30 cycles per minute or hertz. The frequency of the brain wave, it is measured as the 12 to 30 when we are outbound and not trained. It is the brain waves 12 to 30, that type of brain wave is called as beta, in a beta phase, not trained. As we are the trained through the mindful techniques, mindful living, slowly our brain waves comes down from 12 to 8. That pattern is called as alpha brain waves. Alpha brain waves, calm, serene, settled. Brain waves are slowly settling down, like through the Nadi Shodhana Pranayama you are doing. When you are doing that one, your brain waves starts settling down. When you are, that is the Jagrat phase. In the beta also, wakeful state, consciously you are settling down, that is alpha. Beta means unnatural. If any software is released, they say it's a beta version. Beta version means it is not complete. It is just a trial. The alpha means a Jagrat, a trained one. And as we are going into the Yoga Nidra, for example, we are in the dream phase. Dream phase, brain waves comes between 0.4 to 8 cycles. Alpha is 8 to 12. It's a yoga nidra, or in dream, our brain waves between the 4 to 8 cycles per minute. It's a dream phase, it is like a threshold. You are neither sleeping nor awake. You are in between, your mind is suspended between wakeful and sleep. That is called as Ubhaya. Ubhaya, you are aware of both suspension, 4 to 8 cycles per second. This brain waves settles down further through the yoga nidra techniques and pranayama, various pranayama techniques. Brain waves comes down further. Further practicing your another level, it is Jagrat. 4 to 8 is called as Swapna in the dream phase. Third one is called Sushupti. The third phase we experience deep sleep. Deep sleep, brain waves are between 0.5 to 4 hertz. That is called as delta phase. Delta phase, deep relaxation in the sleep. Why sleep is required? Sleep is required for healing. Inner healing, repair work happens through the deep sleep. Deep sleep repair happens, and one can consciously get into delta phase also through the pranayama, rapid pranayama techniques. One can consciously go into that phase. Jagrat, Swapna and Sushupti, these three are common. There is another brain wave talking about gamma. Gamma, it is from 30 to 100 hertz, very rapid. In that one, amplitude is reduced, wavelength is reduced, the length of the amplitude. Otherwise, if the wavelength is too long, amplitude is too width. As the brain wave reduces, the cycles reduces in a gamma phase, in a wakeful state also. In meditation, meditation is talks about desha chittasya dharana. Same line of thought you are trying to, meditation is nothing but same line of thought. But you are trying to hold on to that line of thought, there is a break. After that you are bringing it back. Whereas when you go to gamma phase, amplitude is so quick, you are able to maintain the same line of thought. You are not breaking and starting. That is called as Turiya phase or Turiya Theta. The fourth one, Turiya means, the meaning of Turiya means the fourth one. There is no name for that phase. It is called as the other one. Turiya means the wakeful, dream and deep sleep. Turiya means the rest, other one, that phase one has to attain through sadhana. Deep meditation, deep contemplation, one gets to that one, line of thought is maintained. Line of thought is not broken, that is the gamma. The gamma, it is through the intense pranayama and dhyana. One is through yoga asana also, combination of yoga asana, pranayama and dhyana, one can attain the gamma level. Even the great scientists, they can maintain a line of thought, but as I mentioned in the beginning, that utility is limited. Their focus in the integration, I said, their upper limit, they put the upper limit. This is the desired outcome. In the research also, when they are doing the thesis, PhD, they put a synopsis and what is the ideal outcome, what they want to achieve. They put the upper limit. Whereas a yogi, yogi doesn't put any upper limit. I don't know what is the upper limit. I want him. He will show me. Other, even scientist, other way of working, we put the great achiever has a upper limit. For a yogi, there is no ceiling. There is no ceiling. God is the upper limit. Through the, when you put that one as the highest in you manifests through you. The pranayama, pranayama helps you in breaking the glass ceiling. Through the yoga sadhana, when you go to the gamma phase, mind is so steady, breathing becomes very shallow, very gentle. Very gentle, whatever that person does, it is connected with that one. Whole life becomes a meditative. Yat karoshi, yad ashnashi, yad johoshi, dadasi, yat tapashyasi kaunteya, tat kurushva madarpanam. It talks about, Shri Krishna talks about in that phase, that yogi, whatever that person does, it is the brain waves in that level. Gamma, gamma phase, whatever eating, thinking, and always thinking about that one. Eating, thinking, walking, and sprishan, jagran, ashtan, gachan, swashan, swapan, pralapan, visrijan, grinhan, unmishan, nimishan, napi. And whatever one is doing, always thinking about the higher possibility. What can be done? How can I get that one? How can I get? When the brain wave gets elevated to the gamma phase, no turning back. But in the wakeful, beta, alpha phase, or theta phase, or delta phase, it's a cycle. You go there, I had a blissful sleep last night, but there is no guarantee that tonight also I will have that experience. It's not guaranteed. Whereas, one who is a yogi, has got into the gamma brainwave stage, there is no turning back. The unimaginable things gets manifested through that yogi. Through, we will do some pranayama techniques, and this line of thought we will continue for our yoga retreat. Yoga retreat, meditation, getting into gamma and how to do the meditation, that is the line of thought for yoga retreat. We'll practice pranayama.